transcribed. From Hollywood, we present the Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis Show, featuring their special guest, Jane Wyman, who appears through the courtesy of Warner Brothers, producers of that all-star musical, Starlift. Brought to you by Dentine, the gum with breathtaking flavor, and Beeman's Pepsin, the gum that's great to chew and good for your digestion, too. By Chesterfield, sound off for Chesterfield. Get something new, something no other cigarette has. Chesterfield mildness plus no unpleasant aftertaste. And by Anison for fast relief from pain of headache, neuritis, and neuralgia. And now, ladies and gentlemen, it gives me great pleasure to introduce our master of ceremonies.
Good evening, folks. This is Dean Martin. Again, back at the same old stand and about to attack show number 9. All the familiar elements are here except one. But Jerry has a good excuse this time. He's down at the doctor's having an ingrown toenail removed. Now, ordinarily, it wouldn't take too long, but this one happens to be in his forehead, so... Till Fuzz Top gets here, supposing we try a little bit of My Blue Heaven.
When whippoorwills call and evening is nigh, I hurry to my blue heaven. A turn to the right, over a little white light, will lead you to my blue heaven. You'll see a smiling face, fireplace, a cozy room, a little nest nestles where the roses bloom. Just Molly and me, and baby makes three. Oh, we're happy in our blue heaven. I hurry to my blue heaven. We're happy in our blue heaven. You'll see a smiling face, fireplace, a cozy room, a little nest nestles where the roses bloom. Oh, Molly and me, and my baby makes three. We're happy in our blue heaven.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. And now, I'd like to introduce...
Just Lassie and me, and Trigger makes three.
Jerry, what are you doing out here?
What am I doing out here? It says in the script I should come out, look adorable, and get applause.
Well, you have other things to do. Did you bring the suitcase in from the car?
Listen here, Dean, you get someone else to handle that suitcase. I've been working too hard. Look at me, how thin I'm getting. My bones weigh more than I do.
Well, I guess it runs in your family. They're all thin, aren't they?
Well, except my great-great-grandfather.
Your great-great-grandfather is still alive? You certainly come from a family of long livers.
Uncle Fred had a liver 32 inches long.
What a family.
What a family. That's nothing. The other day, my Uncle Louie exploded.
Exploded?
Oh, yeah. He was watching television and sipping some homemade whiskey. Then he hiccuped as he went to light his pipe and poof.
He exploded?
Right in the middle of Kate Smith.
No! Come on, there's no time for this nonsense. We've got to get on to our first guest.
Gee, that's right. Who's it going to be?
Well, I I thought that the young genius, Noel Dabney, might pay us a return visit.
Hey, I remember. I played that part. Can I be him again?
All righty. Ladies and gentlemen, some weeks ago, we invited a young genius on our program. A small boy who was graduated from some of our largest universities. In answer to many requests, we are proud to have him with us again. So here he is, the mental wizard, and only 13 years old, Dr. Noel Dabney. And here he is, Dr. Noel. Come on over to the microphone, Noel.
Here, don't you know that microphones carry germs?
Yeah. I didn't mean to aggravate you, Noel, but you seem to be a little on edge. Anything wrong?
Well, frankly, Mr. Martin, I had a terrible argument with my wife.
13 years old and you have a wife? Well, that's a pretty kettle of fish.
Oh, you know her?
Well, Noel, you certainly have packed a lot of living into 13 years. I know you've been making a study of rare diseases. Have you come up with any interesting discoveries?
Yes. As a matter of fact, I've been making a study of Stabile's disease.
Stabile's disease? Well, what's that?
That's when the inside of your eyelid turns to sandpaper.
The eyelid turns to sandpaper?
Yep. And as you keep blinking, your eyeball gradually gets winked down to the size of a pea.
Really? Are there any other symptoms?
Well, last week a fellow was sitting at a bar when all of a sudden the whole eye plopped right in his drink.
What do you call that?
Well, I'd call it an eyeball.
Eyeball! That sounds like a pipe dream to me.
Yeah, they said it was a pipe dream when Professor K. Woody and I said we could cross cantaloupes with pomegranates. But we went on with our experiments, and today, everyone eats canny granny.
No, how does it feel to be a genius at 13?
I'm used to it by now. I've been a genius since I was 2.
What were you before that?
The most adorable baby you ever saw.
I'll bet your parents were proud.
No, your parents were proud.
Oh, get out of here.
Oh, no, you get out.
Well, having temporarily disposed of the boy genius, it behooves me to turn things over to Jimmy Wallington.
Thanks, Dean. And now here's something of interest to everybody. For breathless moments, for your breathless moments.
Chew Dentine, the gum with breathtaking flavor.
Dentine tastes so good.
Dentine freshens your breath.
Dentine helps keep your teeth sparkling clean and white.
Dentine, the gum with breathtaking flavor.
Before you go out and always after eating, drinking, smoking, refresh your breath with Dentine. You'll love Dentine chewing gum, for Dentine has a wonderful, tingling, nippy flavor that lingers on and on. It's delicious. And remember, Dentine helps keep your teeth white, too. Keep Dentine handy. You'll enjoy refreshing your breath when you chew Dentine. So, for breathless moments, for your breathless moments,
chew Dentine, the gum with breathtaking flavor.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're very proud indeed to welcome tonight's guest. From her Academy Award-winning performance in Johnny Belinda to her brilliant portrayal in The Blue Veil, she has proven herself to be one of our most capable and versatile actresses. It's my great pleasure to introduce the very lovely Miss Jane Wyman.
Thank you, folks, and thank you, Mr. Lewis.
Wait a minute. I'm Martin, Dean Martin.
Oh, I'm sorry. Have I made a bad mistake?
You have no idea.
Hey, Dean, you...
Say, this lady's got my hair cut.
Who's he? Tallulah Bankhead's boy?
Good heavens, even strangers get laughs. Say, Dean, who's the skite?
Is that any way to refer to her later?
Who's the skite?
What do you want I should say? Who's the pants?
Sherry. Sherry, I won't have you talking that way to our guest. In my opinion, she's the first lady of the screen.
Good gosh. Can I have your autograph, Miss Pickford?
Why do I always have to apologize for it? I'm sorry, Jane. I guess you've never seen anything like Jerry before.
Well, not since the last time I baited a hook.
See what you've done, Jerry? You meet an important movie star like Jane Wyman, and right away you make her dislike you.
Oh, but I want she should like me. I didn't mean no harm. I was only trying to be funny. I'm a good kid.
Well, gosh, you don't have to cry about it.
Nobody loves me. I walk alone.
There, there, little man. You mustn't.
Oh, why don't you cut it out, Jerry? You're acting like a baby.
You think it's bad being burped by Jane Wyman?
Seriously, Jerry, we should be good friends. I think you're just wonderful in the movies, especially in That's My Boy, when you played the puny misfit.
I saw you in the Paramount picture, Here Comes the Groom, with the... what's his name? You know, the... That kid, the fellow sings, what is it?
Oh, you mean...
Stop! Don't say it! Boy, you should see how mad Dean gets when he hears that name.
What name?
Bing Crosby.
You see... That's the trouble with Dean. He keeps it all inside.
Now, you shouldn't inhibit yourself, Dean. Let it out in song.
Well, that's a thought, Jane. Would you care to set an example for me?
Why, Dean, I'd love to.
You heard the lady, Richard. Let's help Jane Wyman let it out in a song.
I love that feeling that you feel when you feel you got a feeling that you never ever felt before. I love that feeling that you feel when you feel your heart a-reeling like it never really reeled before. So kiss me, loving baby, and then let's kiss some more. To kiss you, loving baby, means coming back for more of that feeling that you feel when you feel you've got a feeling that you never ever felt before. And day by day I love you more and more. That you never ever felt before. I love that feeling that you feel when you feel your heart a-reeling like it never really reeled before. So kiss me, loving baby, then let
let's kiss some more. To kiss you, loving baby, means coming back for more of that feeling that you feel when you feel you got a feeling that you never ever felt before.
Thank you, Jane. That sounded as lovely as you look. Now, don't you go away, Jane. We have some fun coming up right after Jerry and I sound off for Chesterfield. Folks, with Christmas only a few weeks away, remember that your Chesterfield dealer, and there are over a million of them from coast to coast, is ready to serve you with a complete line of Christmas gifts for every member of your family. Yes, within easy walking distance of just about everyone in America is this friendly guy who can actually solve maybe 90% of your Christmas shopping problems.
And while you're there, ask him to show you his favorite Chesterfield gift of all, the beautiful Chesterfield Christmas card carton. With this carton, your greeting and your gift go hand in hand. Your card's on the outside and inside is your present, milder Chesterfield, with no unpleasant aftertaste. So this Christmas, when you send your holiday greetings, send them by the carton. Christmas card cartons of Chesterfield's. Sound off for Chesterfield.
Chesterfield has something new no other brand can offer you. Mildness plus no aftertaste, no unpleasant aftertaste.
Sound off
for Chesterfield.
Sound off
for Chesterfield. Try a pack of Chesterfield.
Do it today.
Ladies and gentlemen, as most of you know, the motion picture industry has been sending many of its stars all over the country to meet the people. Among these touring stars are the glamorous Marie Lamar and her handsome leading man, Gregory Grant. Their car has just broken down outside of Fenster Junction, Arkansas. And as we find them, they are knocking at the door of an old, isolated farmhouse.
No, Marie, there doesn't seem to be any answer here, Marie.
Well, I guess there's nobody there.
There probably isn't a living thing for miles around. Well, I've got an idea. I'll try my hog call. Suey, suey, suey.
Somebody call me. Hey, I know what you are. You're people.
Tell me, son, what's your name?
I'm not allowed to talk to strangers.
But we're not strangers. We're your friends. Can you talk to us?
Oh, all righty. My name is Reuben Reuben. I'm 18 years old. I'm at the head of my class kindergarten. I can read aloud. I must go now to separate the milk from the cream and the hens from the roosters. Good day.
Reuben, if I ask you a question, will you promise to give me an honest answer?
Sure. What is it?
Are you for real?
Hey, I know that fella that says that. Ain't he the same one that hollers, I made a bobo?
That's right.
You know, I heard that fella on the radio. Yes, sir, he sure gets off some Lulus. I'm telling you, he sure gives me a boot.
Well, you think he's funny?
Heck no.
Gosh, Gregory, smell the country air. Isn't it just glorious?
It's invigorating, Marie. I sure envy you. Reuben, this farm life must be wonderful.
There's nothing like it. Every day I walk through my fields, pitch my hay, milk the cows, feed the chickens, tend the hogs, churn the butter. Out in the air from 5 in the morning to 7 at night. Then I come back to my little house and say to myself, eh.
Oh,
Well, look, Reuben, it's a long way to town. How would you like company tonight?
Sounds right good. Guess we're alone out here. You know, I ain't seen a gal in 10 years.
Really?
No kidding. Now, let's see. Where'll I put you fellas?
Wait a minute. Just wait a minute. I'm a girl.
No.
And all the time I thought you were just a sweet-smelling boy.
Reuben, as long as we're going to stay here, let's go into the house.
Sure, come on in.
Gregory, just look at this place. Why, it's a pigsty.
Make the best of it, Marie. I'm going to hang up my clothes. Where's the closet?
Closet? What's closet?
Well, a closet's a... Well, it's like a very small room.
I know what you mean, buddy, but you'll have to walk out back like the rest of us.
Gregory, let's go before this idiot drives me out of my mind.
Gosh, ma'am, I sure hate to have a pretty girl like you mad at me. I'm going to go, too.
You're going to go too?
Sure, I changed my mind about girls. Marie, I'm with you.
Well, I thought this would happen. It never fails after they've seen Marie.
How you going to keep them down on a farm after they've seen Marie?
Gonna keep him away from Vine Street, running around and hating the town. How'll he get along there without his cow? That's a mystery.
One look at Marie, and with the farm I was through. Why should I pitch, hey, when I can stop pitching? Oh,
how are you gonna keep him down on the farm?
Well, let's push all our shenanigans aside and give a serious listen to Jimmy Wallington.
If you would like to know a quick, easy way to ease the pain of a headache, neuritis, or neuralgia, then by all means try Anacin. Your own dentist or physician may at one time or another have handed you an envelope containing Anacin tablets. Then you already know how incredibly fast and effectively Anacin brings relief. Anacin is like a doctor's prescription. That is, Anacin contains not just one, but a combination of medically proven active ingredients. For your own sake, try Anacin. Anacin is sold to you on this guarantee. If the first few tablets do not give you all the relief you want as fast as you want it, you may return the unused portion and your money will be refunded. You can get Anacin tablets at any drug counter. Anacin comes in handy boxes of 12 and 30 tablets and economical family-sized bottles of 50 and 100.
Folks, I guess everybody has a memory of their first visit to a theater. And as for me, my first was my best. I didn't know why Mom and Dad were all excited because some guy named Al Jolson was playing at the local vaudeville house, and he didn't mean anything to me, but when the lights dimmed and this little man with the burnt cork makeup dropped to one knee and started to sing, I found myself laughing and crying at the same time. Years later, I was privileged to meet the great Jolie and found him to be as great a person as he was an entertainer. I know Al is pretty busy making heaven a happier place to live in, and I'm sure he won't mind if I take a crack at the song he sang that memorable day. So, Dick, a little rockabye music, please.
Rockabye, my baby, with a Dixie melody. Now when you croon, you're crooning a tune to the heart of Dixie. Just hang that cradle, oh, mammy mine, right on the Mason Dixie line. Then swing it from Virginia to Tennessee with all the love that's in you. Weep no more, my lady. Sing that song for me. So soft and low, just as though you had me on your knee. A million baby kisses I'll deliver if you would only play the Swanee River. Well, rock of I, my rock of I, baby, with a Dixie melody. Weep no more, my lady. Sing that song for me. So soft and low, just as though you had me on your knee. A million baby kisses I'll deliver if you would only play that Swanee River. Well, rock of I, my rock of I, baby, with a Dixie melody.
That song you just sang was beautiful.
That song you just sang? What kind of talk is that?
What's the trouble, boys? You having an argument?
Oh, Dean don't like the way I talk. He wants I should speak different.
He wants I should speak different. That's as bad as over the fence, throw the baby some milk.
Don't mind him, Jane. I want to thank you for being such a good sport tonight.
Dean, I enjoyed every hour of it. Good night, fellas, and good night, folks.
Good night, Jane.
And so, folks, hope to see you all again next week. And until then, this is Dean Martin.
And Jerry Lewis reminding you that we appear on radio through the courtesy of Hal Wallace Productions, producers of our soon-to-be-released picture, Sailor Beware.
Good night, folks.
Night, everybody.
From Hollywood, you have just heard transcribed the Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis Show. Written by Ed Simmons and Norman Lear with Mort Lockman. Produced and directed by Dick Mack with music under the direction of Dick Stabile. Brought to you by Dentine, the gum with breathtaking flavor. And Beeman's Pepsin, the gum that's great to chew and good for your digestion, too. By Chesterfield. Sound off for Chesterfield. Get something new. Something no other cigarette has. Chesterfield mildness plus no unpleasant aftertaste. And by Anison. For fast relief from pain of headache, neuritis, and neuralgia.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.